CRI News, this is Wen Jie. The Chinese president has told his U.S. counterpart that China is committed to denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula and preserving peace and stability in Northeast Asia. Xi Jinping made the statements during a telephone conversation with Donald Trump. Xi Jinping says China would like to keep up communications with the United States and others and jointly push the nuclear issue towards the direction of peaceful settlement via dialogue and negotiation. In response, Trump said the United States has serious concerns over the launch of a ballistic missile by North Korea. The North has confirmed that it successfully test-fired a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile early Wednesday morning, a move that has drawn condemnation from the international community. The Chinese president has said a comprehensive and just settlement of the Palestinian issue is in the interest of regional countries and their people. Xi Jinping made the remarks in a congratulatory message as the United Nations marked the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. President Xi says China firmly supports Palestinian-Israeli peace. He says the two sides need to rebuild mutual trust and strive for an early resumption of peace talks. He adds China is willing to work with the international community to make unremitting efforts to achieve comprehensive, just, and long-lasting peace in the Middle East at an early date. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang met with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin on Wednesday, pledging to work with Moscow to promote regional cooperation for steady progress. The Premier says China is ready to enhance the alignment of the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative and the development programs of the Eurasian Economic Union. Putin says the frequent high-level exchanges and communication between China and Russia fully demonstrate the stability and high level of the development of bilateral ties. Li Keqiang arrived in Russia on Wednesday after wrapping up a visit to Hungary. He is expected to attend the 16th meeting of the Council of Heads of Government of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization to be held in the Russian city of Sochi on Thursday and Friday. Three district officials in Beijing have been suspended from their posts after a dorm fire killed 19 people in the city's southern suburbs earlier this month. Du Zhiyong, deputy head of the Daxing District Government, and two top officials of a local township have been held responsible for a lax safety oversight and failure to prevent the fire. An investigation has been launched against them and 10 lower-level officials. The fire broke out on the evening of November 18th at a three-story dorm in Xinjian Village in Daxing. A preliminary probe showed that the apartment block had been built illegally and the fire was caused by faulty wiring. 20 people have been detained over the fire so far. A court in Beijing has rejected the appeals of executives of a Chinese online peer-to-peer lender who were given jail terms for cheating the public out of large sums of money. Anhui Yucheng and Yucheng Global, the two operators of online P2P lender Yizubao, were found to have raised money by faking high-yield investment products. They were ordered to pay fines of 1.8 billion yuan and 100 million yuan, respectively, in the first ruling in September. 26 company executives and staff were given jail terms ranging from 3 years to life imprisonment. The two companies accepted the verdict, while 23 defendants appealed. In its latest ruling, the Beijing High People's Court, in rejecting the appeals, has also accused the convicts of disrupting the national financial management system. The search and rescue operation for a missing submarine has focused on an area with a radius of roughly 40 kilometers where officials believe the Argentine Navy vessel went missing. A Navy spokesman said 8 other subs are searching the depths for the possible position of the Ara San Juan submarine. Hopes for survivors have been largely crushed by reports of an explosion detected near the time and place where the San Juan was last heard on November 15th. Since then, there have been no signs of the sub or debris despite an intensive multinational search. Experts have said the crew had only enough oxygen to last up to 10 days if the sub remained intact but submerged. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.